friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Sunday, July the 20th. My, oh my, how quickly time flies. We are, oh yeah, winding down the month of July, more than halfway through the month. And well, friend, I pray that you're doing well today, and welcome to Sunday Worship. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, it focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, I'll tell you what, we're going to be focusing on our great God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? A God who wants to have a relationship with his people. A God who loves us despite us. So we're going to be talking about our great God today. So hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Welcome to our hearts, here to reign in righteousness. O ruler of the world, ruler of our hearts, now ascend your throne.
You are the King of Kings, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Sons of men, riding on in gentle strength, oh, come to save your own, come to give your life, the kingdom is at hand.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray that you're doing well today. Hope you can join us, by the way, tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Well, today we're talking about our great God. You know, I once read that an atheist cannot find God for the same reason a thief cannot find a policeman. I like that. Like the Russian astronaut who returned from space years ago saying, God doesn't exist. He had looked for God outside the window of his space capsule, but couldn't see him. You know, friend, the Bible, in fact, says the exact opposite. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God and show forth his handiwork for all who care to see it. And Romans chapter 1 says that God has made his existence perfectly clear to humanity, regardless of what people who profess they cannot see him say. Looking begins, friend, in the heart. So let's choose to look for God's handiwork today.
And all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you ever require. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Yeah.
Friend, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And today we are starting a brand new series entitled Our Great God. You know, famous theologian Karl Barth once lectured at an Ivy League university. And after his lecture, to a standing room only crowd, a student asked the theologian, what was the most profound thought that he ever had? And I love what he says. He said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know, friend, that is a simple answer and a profound answer at the same time, because nothing could be deeper than the fact that God loves us so much that he gave his one and only son that we might have eternal life. And he gave us a written record of that fact so all the world might know of his love. Some answers are just so simple. Trust in the Lord today, friend.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he. Together we sing, everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still.
There is no other.
guys, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, July the 20th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well, of course, the second half of the weekend. Hey, today we are talking about our great God. To improve the driving habits of American motorists, we just need enough police officers in their cruisers to follow every driver around all day. That's kind of crazy, of course, but you get my point. You know, it's easy for us to be on our best behavior when we believe that we are being watched. You know, the true test of who we are is what we do when no one is watching, friend. But you know what the truth is? We're never in that situation. We're never in that situation because God is always watching. He watches the hairs of our head and hears our every idle word. Let His presence, friend, be a godly influence in your life today.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted, carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. Spills over and music fills the night. And when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Thank you.
Oh, that's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship, of course, on this Sunday, July the 20th, 2014. Hey, quick reminder. Don't forget, we're going to be taking that special trip to the Holy Land later on this year, November 6th through the 15th. There's going to be a special early bird pricing deadline. Oh, yes, the end of this month, July 31st. You can get more information on the Holy Land trip, sponsored, of course, by Great News Radio. You can visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Love for you to be part of this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to visit the Holy Land. Again, you can visit our website for more details, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thanks so much for letting me tag along with you today. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.